Wave your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elohim. Some chains just got broken. Some affliction just got dissolved. And some demonic yokes just got broken. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm sure that someone got something just now. Something happened to you. Some yokes just got broken. Some demonic forces just got out of somebody's life. Is there someone who had an encounter just now, a healing, a deliverance? God did something for you. Can I see your hand? Anywhere you are. Something happened to you just now. Yes, wave it. Let's see. That's right. I see the hand there. Any other one? That's right. That's right. Something happened to you and you are willing to testify about. God bless you. In the course of the service, once we are done, we'll call you out to testify. And before then, more results will happen. If you believe that, say loud amen. Everyone who is excited to be in the presence of God tonight, shout the loudest amen. The strength of prayer, part 3. The strength of prayer, part 3. And we are looking at Hebrews chapter 4 again, and in verse 16. He said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Our objective tonight or today is to understand those forces that give strength to prayer. We said earlier on that prayer, everybody prays, but not everybody's prayer carries the same weight. The prophets of Baal prayed, but they didn't carry the weight that the prayer of Elijah carried. Everybody prays, but not everybody's prayer carries the same weight. Secondly, we say that prayer is in weights. Prayer is in weights and carries varying degrees of strength in the realm of the spirit. Varying degrees of strength. That is why some people's 1 hour prayer can produce more results than many days of other people's praying. Prayer is in weights, carries varying degrees of strength in the realm of the spirit. And thirdly, we say that the weight or the strength of prayer determines the outcome, the impact, and the outcome of prayer. The weight that the forces, those forces resisting you, the weight they feel from your prayer, the strength they feel from your prayer, it determines the impact and the outcome of that prayer. We began this message, the part 1 was on Wednesday, when we began to look at the things that make prayer to be weighty. Number 1 was quality relationship with God. That the quality of your relationship with God will determine the quality or the intensity of your prayer. Quality relationship with God. Number 2 is the sharpness, or rather the purity of the conscience. If your conscience is not clear, your boldness is not there. The purity of the conscience, a clear and a pure conscience. We looked at that. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Number 3 is the potency, right, the sharpness of word revelation. Sharpness. You remember the equation of light that causes you to see your right, that makes you to get the might, that helps you to engage in the fight and helps you to take your flight. Remember that from Wednesday. If you are not there, you can go through the message. We looked at all of that at the midweek service. And that's the purity, the sharpness of the word. Today we saw in the first service the potency of faith. If prayer must be answered and if prayer must carry weight, it must carry faith. Faith gives it weight. The weight of prayer is a function of the faith in prayer. Number 5, in the first service also, we saw clarity of purpose. Nobody goes to the blacksmith's house to roast yam. You go for serious matters. There is fire to roast yam at home. You go to make knife and other things. So there must be a clear focus and a clear purpose. Having said that, we are moving now to, I believe, point number five, right? Six. The testimony or testimonies of his acts. And we are talking about the acts of God. Taking advantage of the testimonies of the acts of God. Whether past or present. Whether in our lives or in the lives of others. Gives weight to prayer. Gives weight. Gives strength. And it gives force to prayer. Taking advantage of testimonies. Our own testimonies. The testimonies of others. Testimonies present. Testimonies future. Gives weight to prayer. Somebody say a loud amen. Why is it that testimonies give weight and strength to prayer? What's the reason? Number one, testimonies multiply confidence in God's ability to deliver answers at the place of prayer. Testimonies multiply confidence in God's ability to deliver answers at the place of prayer. Confidence is multiplied. He has done it for me before. He will do it for me again. He remains the God of my testimony. And Lord, I receive my next testimony. He has done it for me before. He will do it for me again. He remains the God of my testimony. And Lord, I receive my next testimony. In Luke chapter 1 verse 36, when the angel spoke to Mary about giving birth to a child without meeting a man, and Mary had said, how shall this thing be, seeing I know not a man? The angel said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon her, and the power of the highest shall overshadow her. And then said, Father, and behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Confidence at the place of prayer. Look at the testimony we just heard. That man and his family, with whom there is no trace of malnutrition. Woman, you see, when the marriage appeared like children were not going to come forth, everything was showing that they are going to wait. And he brought the wife, and Dr. Miss Enenche prayed for her, womb to womb. If this womb ever carried a child, go forth and bring your children. See, four solid guys, arrows, carried us this to the place of prayer. Lord, I just heard the testimony of your son. And I am here because you are a God who can't fail. Thank you because you did this. Thank you because you did that. It multiplies your confidence at the place of prayer. That is the first. Number two, testimonies. Testimonies deliver the spiritual technical knockout to enemy resistance. Testimonies deliver the spiritual technical knockout to enemy resistance at the place of prayer. For we overcome the devil. In Revelation chapter 12 verse 11, we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimonies. The spiritual technical knockout is delivered to the devil. It's as good as saying to the devil, where were you when God did this and when God did this? Now, we have examples of those who rode on the wings of testimonies and got results. Number one, Gideon. Gideon, from affliction, moved into manifestation by drawing strength from testimonies. Judges chapter 6, verse 12. And the angel of the Lord, okay, back up a bit, maybe to verse 10. 11. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which is in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress. Wheat by the winepress. Wheat by the not by the barn floor. Wheat by the winepress. To hide it from the Midianites. Do you know what he was doing? He took his car to the tailor's workshop so that they wouldn't locate where he was. To hide it from the middle. Wheat by the wine press. Wine press is for wine. The wheat floor, the barn floor is for wheat. He took his cloth to the carpenter's shop so that nobody knew it was cloth he went to do. Wheat by the wine press. And then the angel appeared unto him. Go on to verse 12. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with you, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said, if the Lord, oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? Where are all the miracles which our fathers told us, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? He was testifying of what God did in time past. But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. What about what God did before? In the strength of that, the angel said, oh, you know all of these things. And the Lord looked upon him and said, if this is true, then go in this your might, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? By rehearsing testimonies in the presence of God, he got the might to handle the fight. Somebody today, fresh might and fresh energy to handle the enemies before your life is coming upon your life right now. If you believe that, say loud amen. Secondly, David before Goliath. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 17, and in verse 34, all the way to verse 37, you know the story of David before Goliath. And David said to Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered him, it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by the beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me, oh, mama, shatakala, baradada, out of the power of the lion and out of the power of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, the Lord be with you. I like David. David was talking to Saul and shifted to God. He was talking to Saul and just shifted into declaration before God. In other words, Saul, you are hearing me, but God, hear me. I want to remind you how you delivered me from the lion. You delivered me from the deer. Here is Goliath. You delivered me from this Goliath. Maybe an occultic man is pointing a finger at you, and God rescued you before from the witches of your family. And you say, Father, I want to let you know that I have been rescued before from witches and wizards. You are aware of it. And now here is a tiny occultic man. Father, take care of him. Am I communicating? That is, you are rehearsing testimonies before God the way you rehearse scripture. Am I communicating? You are rehearsing testimonies the way you rehearse scripture. You are quoting testimonies. You are making references to testimonies. You know, in the court of law, they quote the constitution and they quote authorities. Hallelujah. 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 Now, two things to note regarding testimonies, the place of prayer and testimonies, and then we go to the next point. Now, one, when prayers are loaded with testimonies, they secure both the attention and intervention of God, because God cannot deny himself. When prayers are loaded with testimonies, they secure both the attention and the intervention of God, because God cannot deny himself. You did it at this place. You did it at this time. You did it for this person. You even did it for me on so and so occasion. I am trusting you to do it for me now. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 13. God, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. God cannot deny himself. When you say to him, you did it at so and so time, he said, yes, I did it, and I'll do it again. I was the one who did that one. I'm the one who will do another one. When prayers are loaded with testimonies, they secure both the attention and the intervention of God, because God cannot deny himself. Number two, testimonies are prophetic seeds with the capacity to reproduce after their kind. They are prophetic seeds. That was what David sowed. You delivered me from the lion. First Samuel chapter 17, verse 34 to 37. You delivered me from the lion. Deliver me. Reproduce yourself. Let this testimony reproduce itself by your delivering me from the Goliath. And that happened. Revelation chapter 19 verse 10. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. That is, testimonies are prophetic. As you are saying it, you are setting the pace for seeing it. I decree to everyone here, are you ready for this decree? Every testimony you have heard and seen on this altar that you desire in your life and you desire in your experience shall become your portion in the name of Jesus. It shall become your portion in the name of Jesus. If you believe that, say loud amen. That was testimonies. Finally, strength of prayer is achieved by number 7 now. Intensity of passion and desperation. Intensity of passion and desperation. This is talking about passionate praying, fervent praying, desperate praying, passionate praying, fervent praying, desperate praying will naturally generate positive impact and outcome. Passionate praying, fervent praying, desperate pray. Somebody say a loud amen. Why is that so? Why is passionate, desperate pray? Why does it give strength to prayer? One, it is only the violent. That take it by force. Matthew 11:12. From the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. What you take is determined by how violent you are. What you take from God, What you take at the place of prayer is determined by how violent you are. Another way to say it is aggression determines possession. Spiritual aggression. Aggressivity in the spirit. It determines possession. Number two, in life and in God, you get what you demand, not just what you deserve. You get what you demand, not just what you deserve. Matthew 7:7. Ask and you shall receive, and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. And if you ask and you are, it's not given. If you seek and you are not, you haven't found, knock. Those are increasing dimensions of aggression. Ask, seek, knock. It didn't say if you deserve it, wait for it. No. You don't get things because you deserve them. You get things because you place a demand on them. A faith demand, a violent demand, an aggressive demand. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loudest amen. I'll give you the examples of two or three people who prayed desperately and the prayer was answered. We looked at one. Jacob, in Genesis 32:26, I will not let you go except you bless me. That's desperate. He prayed with desperation. He prayed with passion. He prayed for the blessing until his life and his name changed. I won't let you go until you bless me. Hallelujah. Number two, Hannah. Hannah prayed with desperation, prayed with passion, prayed with fervency. In 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 12 and 13. 1 Samuel 1, 12 and 13. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunk. And she said, keep on going. Eli said unto her, how long will you be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drank neither wine nor strong drink, but I have poured out my soul before the Lord. I am desperate. I am desperate. And what happened in the next verse? I've poured out my soul. Count not your handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace. If you are so desperate, the God of Israel grant you of your petition that thou hast asked of him. And her countenance was no more sad. She said, let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did it. And her countenance was no more sad. What happened in the next verse? And the Lord remembered her. God will remember somebody. That amen has more capacity. Somebody seated here. My God shall remember you for good. You believe that, shout the loudest amen. Whatever you are trusting God to remember you for, he shall remember you. In Jesus' precious name. Say louder, amen. Third example, blind Bartimaeus. He approached God desperately. Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to verse 50. Mark 10:46-50. And they came to Jericho, and he went out of Jericho with his disciples. And a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the way, highway side, begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David,
have mercy on me. And many chided him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he called thee. Can you see desperation? He cast away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. In other words, I won't need this again forever. Every identity of reproach hanging on your life, today it shall leave you alone forever. Every identity of reproach hanging on your life and your destiny shall leave you alone forever today. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. So shall it be. So shall it be. And so shall it be. And the long story made short, Bartimaeus got the answer. Hallelujah. You will get your own answer. Take note of these two things as we round off on this last point. 2 points. Just two things. Take home. One. When what you want is what you are not willing to be without, then you will not be without it at the end of the day. When what you want is not what you are willing to do without. Lord, I'm looking for the anointing, and I refuse to be comfortable without it. Then you will not be without it at the end of the day. If you can do without it, you will do without it. But if you cannot do without it, you will not do without it. It's the same principle. The violent taketh it by force. Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. When what you want is what you are not willing to be without, to do without, then you will not be without it at the end of the day. Number two, the most important thing is not what you want, but how badly you want it. Those who want many things are plenty. Or let's say how desperately you want it. This is the best way people understand it. Listen. How desperately or how badly you want it determines how quickly you get it. Hello? How badly or how desperately you want it determines how quickly you get it at the place of prayer. I won't let you go. I am going. Can you receive it tomorrow? No. I won't let you go until you bless me. One lady came to me many, many years ago. This will be almost like 20 years now. And she said, Pastor, I have brought my baby things, and I want you to pray for these baby things. And I am going to use these baby things. She said, pray for me so that the last menstrual cycle I see shall be the last. And I prayed for her. The last menstrual cycle I saw, let that be the last. I prayed for her. Shortly after that, menstrual cycle arrived. And she told menstrual cycle, you are on your own. The last one I saw is the last. She was so rugged, she refused to arrange her life to accommodate the cycle. When cycle saw that she had no attention, it dried up almost immediately. Hey! 9 months later, the outcome of that was a boy called Joshua. Stand up on your feet. How
you want it determines how quickly you get it, especially at the place of prayer.
One man came, his brother was in jail in the UK. They did some things. And he flew all the way from the United Kingdom to come and ask me to pray for the release of his brother. I prayed for him and I shook hands with him. And I said, go and shake your brother in the prison and release him. And he left with that hand, put it on his shoulder. If you want to shake hands with him, you are on your own. You just wave you with the other hand. He held it like this. Entered the plane with the hand. Flew all the way to London. Greeted nobody with that hand. Shook nobody.
How desperately you want it.
And went straight to the prison. Filled visitor, whatever. Brought his brother to him. He shook hands with him. He said, Pastor, I shook Pastor's hand from Nigeria. And he said, go to the prison and release your brother. I have brought the same man too to set you free. I think this was a Friday. Under 72 hours, the judge called up back the case. About four of them were involved in the case. Call them up, all of you. 1, 2, 3, 4. You are free. Step here. Rest of you, return back to jail. Set them free. They brought him all the way to Nigeria for us to see in person. He has those kind of hair, that twisted hair. He came from the prison with the hair. No challenge. God set him free despite the hair. I shook hands with him physically.
How desperately you want it is the determinant of how quickly you get it.
And don't just act desperation physically, act it spiritually. Let your desperation be charged by revelation. Let something be fueling the violence. Don't just act it. Just as somebody carry himself to occultic people killers and say, see me here, touch me and say, you can't do me anything. And they say, what are you working on? Nothing. I just know that you can't do me anything. They just finish you for nothing. You know, it's not like that. Let your desperation be charged by revelation. Let your violence be fueled by light. I saw this from the word, and I saw that from the word of God. And on the basis of this, it is my time for a change. It is my time for a turnaround. And it shall be. Somebody say loud amen. My counsel to you is just one. Determine to engage the forces that guarantee productive and impactful prayer outcome. Determine to engage those forces that guarantee productive and impactful prayer outcome. Determine, be determined to engage those forces, and your life will never remain the same. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Is somebody blessed here this morning? Has somebody been impacted and touched here this morning? Did you learn something new this morning that is likely to change your life? Any prayer you are going to pray between now and the next 2-3 days, load it with testimonies of what you have heard. Lord, I heard you did this. I heard this in church. I heard that. I heard this. I heard that. You are the same. You don't deny yourself. And I'm looking forward to you to reproduce the same in my life. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands everywhere you are and let's give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the honor.
in Jesus' precious name.
Lift up your hands and say after me, say, Father, thank you for your word,
thank you for your word
to me today.
I give you the praise.
I give you the honor. Say, Father,
Father,
I have heard
of what you did
in the lives of others.
I trust you
for the reproduction of the same testimony in my life. Father,
reproduce
your acts
in my life
in this season.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and pray.
I ask for the reproduction. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I come with desperation,
with a demand
for the fulfillment
and the performance
of your will
in my life.
Today,
I refuse.
To be settled
with anything
other than your will.
Father,
in this season,
fulfill,
perform
your will,
your plan,
your purpose
in my life.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and pray. La parra ta kaja kata fala rata ta fala ta kala paro to to pereta elle ferra kata la pajarra na baba la kala baba la kala baba la kala baba la elle parra to 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 kata fala raga na baba la kala baba la kala elle ferra kata kata fala raga na baba la kala baba la ferra kata kata fala raga na baba la kala baba la parra kata kata fala raga na baba la kala baba la kala baba la e shete kata fala raga na baba la kala baba la brota rojo pale de to kata fala raga na baba la la paca la bada la ragada baba la parra kata la para la kata baba la parra kata la para la kata baba la perra ragada baba la pada shaga la ragada baba la perra de kata ragada baba la pada shaga la ragada baba la kata baba reta ta pasha kata la para la para precious name. The Lord has heard and answered us in Jesus' name. We are going to use this grace of intercession to pray for our nation. I want you all to understand that we are not wasting our time praying. Somebody say amen. Some time ago, we heard of how the bandits clashed with themselves in Niger State. That was an answer to prayer. And just this week passing, by the midweek, we heard of heavy casualties as the Ansaru terrorists confront bandits in Kaduna. Casualty. As they like blood, let them flow their own blood. As they like death, let them kill themselves. And let them go after those who send them. This ground, this nation will be their burial ground. And the burial ground of those who send them. Say a louder amen. We are going to pray right now. Every plan and plot they have against the church and the body of Christ in Nigeria, it backfires back to them. Every blood they want to shed concerning the people of God, that blood shall be shed in their camp. In Proverbs chapter 19 and in verse 21. Proverbs 19 and in verse 21, it said, there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand.
Job chapter 5 verse 12. He disappointed the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Lift up your hands and lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
we ask that you will frustrate the agenda of the wicked killers, terrorists, bandits, headsmen, and jihadists in Nigeria, against the church in Nigeria. We decree the total failure of their plot in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you will frustrate the agenda against the church in Nigeria. The agenda of the wicked killers, of the terrorists, of the bandits, of the henchmen, of the jihadists in Nigeria. The agenda against the church. Father, we decree the total failure of their plot in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and pray. Total failure. Will turn against each other again. Second Chronicles 20, 22 to 23. Let's read it. It said, everybody read it, one to go. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. Lift your hands and say, Father,
we ask
that the sword and weapon of killers,
terrorists,
bandits,
headsmen,
jihadists in Nigeria will be turned both against each other and against their sponsors, informants, and collaborators in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that the sword and the weapons of killers, of terrorists, of bandits, of headsmen, of jihadists in Nigeria will be turned off against each other and against their sponsors, informants, and collaborators in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Father, we ask that the sword and the weapon of killers, of terrorists, of bandits, of henchmen, of jihadists will be turned both against each other and against their sponsors, opponents, and collaborators in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, that the soul of the sword and weapon of killers, of terrorists, of bandits, of henchmen, jihadists in Nigeria will be turned God sent one angel into the camp of the Assyrians. And in the next morning, 185,000 people were on the floor dead. We have heard stories from young men and women we have prayed with who went to their communities and saw in the forest and in the bush terrorists dead and nobody knew who killed them. Jehovah fights from heaven. There are celestial paratroopers. There are angelic artillery that will be ready. Look at that in Psalm 11 verse 6. Psalm 11, it says, upon the wicked, read it, shall rain snares and what? Fire and what? Brimstone and what? A horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of the account. Lift your hands in your voice and say, Father,
Father,
we ask that your rain
of snares,
fire,
brimstone,
and horrible tempest will begin to fall in the camp of the wicked killers, terrorists, bandits, headsmen, and jihadists in Nigeria until they are eliminated out of the land. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Again, say, Father, we ask that your rain of snares, of fire, of brimstones, and horrible tempests will begin to fall in the camp of the wicked killers, terrorists, bandits, headsmen, and jihadists in Nigeria until they are eliminated out of the land. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Precious name, so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Father, scatter the wicked liability political leaders. Liability political, they are burden on the whole nation. Burden, weight, cargo. Dilapidated caterpillar that cannot be told. Cargo, wait. Presenting themselves afresh to load it on the people. Deliver the nation. Lift your hands and say, Father, we ask that you will arise and let your enemies in Nigeria be scattered. Let the enemies in high position against the destiny of Nigeria be scattered. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, say, Father, we ask that you will arise and let your enemies in Nigeria be scattered. Let the enemies in high position against the destiny of Nigeria be scattered. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Yeah. Yeshua. Hamashiach. Lion of Judah. Father, we give you the praise and the honor. I see victory in the air. I see victory. Wave your hands if you see the victory with me. Take that song. Anywhere you are, just a moment. If you have a testimony out of the first session of the worship and all of that, step forward and let us receive you. And if you, and if something happened to you just now, let's receive you. And if God also gave you an encounter in the course of this praying, also step forward. Let's go. Celebration.
Lion of Judah, Hakune Temba, Yeshua, Amasia, Lion of Judah, Hakune Temba, Yeshua, Amasia.
In the presence of the Lord.
Yeshua, Amashiach, Lion of Judah, Hakune Temba, Yeshua, Amashiach, Lion of Judah,
Hakune Temba.
This is Sister Elizabeth. She said she used to pray for 2-3 hours non-stop, but because of the confrontation she had recently, she couldn't pray. But when the ministration was ongoing and you said we should place our hand on her head, she said she saw an impartation of fire. She was clothed with fire and she believes that is the restoration for her prayer life.
Jesus' name. Every embargo placed on your life is hereby lifted. Be free in Jesus' name.
This is Sister Patience. She said, while the prayer was on against terrorism, she said, God opened her eyes to see where there was a whirlwind and a smoke of fire. And a voice was coming out of the fire saying to her that the end of this terrorist has come. And she's here to confirm it.
By all means, the terrorists will see rainfall. But it's not water. Hey! By all means, in their camps, in their forests, they will see it. But it is not water that will fall. Ola, 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 ola. That is what will fall. Hey! Fire! Let it be. Father, let it be.
Our sister said on Friday she had a demonic encounter where someone fed her with what looks like intestines in her dream. Woke up from that encounter and had pain on her right breast and
what?
All over her
something
chest.
Something that looks like intestines was fed her.
Yes, she ate.
And instead of having an abdominal problem, it was the breast that had the issue.
Terrible pains, she said. She came in that condition, but while the administration was on, she collapsed under power,
shattered,
got up, and everything was gone.
Who no no go no. Every stranger in your body, every strange demonic deposit in your body, I declare they are retrieved and refired back to sender. No!
Sir, something is happening here. God is answering prayers. He said, after that prayer was offered for Nigeria, and the first service, he saw part of it and now confirmed. He said he saw two groups of terrorists. They opened fire for one another.
That's right.
Cleared each other. Then the remnant that was remaining, fire came from heaven and devoured them.
What are you telling me?
Then those that were hiding in secret places, they started to drop and fall there.
What are you saying?
Then finally, sir, he said, when that happened, you now appeared. Then you started to appoint new leaders for the country.
Hey! Hey! Are you just sitting and looking like that? Yes. That's right. Shout out praise. The mid-year worship and wonders. Don't miss it, for it is titled Judgmental Praise. Anything you do, be there. Anything. Those watching now, those who are watching online, if you need to fly from out of the country and you need to be here, something drastic that will shape the destiny of this nation and nations connected positively will happen that night. You may not know what I'm talking about until you are there. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat.
Sir, our sister Sandra said, immediately began the worship song, Yeshua. She said her eyes opened. She saw innumerable number of angels in the heaven, blowing long trumpets, dancing to the same song, singing, victory to Nigeria, victory to Nigeria.
Yeah.
down. In this season, the killers shall become the killed. They shall become. Since they like death, they will have it abundant. Since they like bloodshed, they will shed their blood abundant. The killers will be killed. Take your seat.
Sir, our sister Sandra said, immediately began the song, Yeshua. The Lord opened her eyes and she saw innumerable number of angels.
She's the same person who testified before her.
In heaven.
Yes.
Singing and blowing the trumpet, victory to Nigeria, victory to Nigeria.
Wow. Do you believe in this? That was how we prayed about the COVID situation.
Yes,
the door of the nations of the earth was closed.
Yes,
you couldn't travel anywhere. And we prayed and saw visions and saw obituary of those embargoes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now doors are open.
Yes,
so all protocols suspended. I've traveled to one or two countries since that time. No one asked of anything in some places. Nothing. Am I communicating?
Testimonies of what God has done.
That's the basis of that. It's testimonies we are giving now. So, victory to Nigeria. Anybody believe that there will be victory to Nigeria in this season? Jump up and scream. And victory to you yourself. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a praise. It looks like this service is for Nigeria. Take your seat.
This is Mr. Ola. He said he was diagnosed to have hernia.
Mr. Ola?
Yes, Ola.
The fire we are talking about.
He was diagnosed to have hernia since 2008. He is already booked to go through surgery. But in the course of the service, at the shout of I receive, he said that hernia disappeared over 14 years and he's
14 years.
14 years.
How many of you believe? Every mountain in your life is about to move now. Say after me, every mountain around my life, you are moving now. Oh, you mountain, on your mask, death says, shout, go! Go! Please be seated.
Yes, sir. This is very drastic. This is Sister Margaret. She said somebody gave her a job to do. And on Wednesday, the person sent another person to come collect the material. So when the person came, she told the person to go call the original woman to come by herself. So the woman came in anger. So when she came, she collected the material without paying her and left. After that encounter, at night, she had a dream where she saw herself and that same woman. The woman was asking her to jump a pit alongside with her. So the woman jumped. She trying to jump, she entered the pit. When she got to the pit, she discovered two women there trying to place a ring in her hand, trying to initiate her. So she refused. When she woke up on Thursday, early hours of the morning, she started feeling an excruciating pain in her anus. She now asked her husband to help her check that place. So when the husband checked, he realized an object that looked like a tail.
A tail?
A tail of an animal in the anus. So since that time, the husband has been so scared coming close to her. So while the prayer was on,
I was very scared coming close to her because you have yes. wife at home that carry tail.
Yes.
Bastard devil.
So she said, while the prayer was on, she discovered that the tail disappeared.
Back to sender. Back to sender, back to sender.
The tail disappeared.
Back to sender, back to sender, back to sender.
Stand up on your feet. It's to be sent back to sender.
Back to sender. Back to sender. Back, back, 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 back to sender. 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 We are back to sender. Back, back to sender. Back, 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 back, back to sender.
Give the Lord the praise.
This is
see Sister Deborah. She said, since January, her menstrual cycle ceased. While you were re-echoing the testimony of the woman that mommy prayed for, and she brought forth, when you were talking about the acts, she said all of a sudden she just felt a push in her tummy and rushed to the restroom and realized that menstrual cycle had been restored.
Just like that. Stand up on your feet! Everything the devil has arrested in your life, they are being released now! They are being released now!
Oh, no.
Owner of evil, Lord, carry your load.
Owner of evil, Lord, carry.
Take your seat, 1 minute, yes.
This is our brother, Joshua Michael. He said in the course of the first worship that he fell into a trance and saw himself in a forest. And in that forest, skeletons started coming out of him. And I asked him, what has been happening to you? He said before now that it is just near success syndrome. Anytime somebody gives him a job about to execute it, the job will be lost. And today he believes and knows that that's
every
God has taken care of that.
Looking for you. Returns back to hell.
Take your seat. Before the impartation of materials and impartation of ourselves, everyone here today, in need of surrender to Jesus. You need your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day for your life. Carry your Bibles. Carry your bags. And quickly rush to the front. And be the first person to come out here. You've seen the miracles. You've seen the signs. You've seen the wonder. You heard the word. You felt the atmosphere. The remaining of it is for you to hand over your life to Jesus. Quickly come forward right now. I'll give you the count of seven. And I want you to rush forward. Everywhere. One.
Lord, I give you my heart.
Hold on. Don't be the last person to come out. And don't wait for who will come out first. Be the first. Alright. One. Rush.
Lord, I give you my heart.
Oh, Lord.
I give you my soul.
Oh, Lord. I live for you alone.
I live for you alone. Every step that I take.
Every moment I'm away. Again, anywhere you are, I want you to rush forward here, bound by an addiction, smoking addiction, alcoholic addiction, marijuana addiction, gambling addiction, lying addiction, cheating, duping, prostitution, womanizing, masturbation, pornography, anything that has tied down your life. Quickly, you want the yoke broken, come forward. I'll give you another count of five. I've got my mind made up.
I've got my mind
one,
made up.
Two.
That I won't turn back.
Three.
I want to see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind made up. That I won't turn back. Cause I want to see my Jesus someday.
Place your hand on your chest again and say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it louder, Lord Jesus. I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever. Backward never. The grace to live for you, Lord. I receive it. And I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I ask that the hold of sin be broken off your life. Fresh grace be released upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.